My name is Sabbath. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Albert Gallatin Area High School. In order for a teacher to be effective, he must be mature while also knowing how to relate to the students. If a teacher shows excitement about the topic that he is teaching, then the students will respond by being excited to learn that subject. They must know how to relate to the students. It's important to know what's in at that time, like clothing, music, shows, such as that, so that they can make the subject relate to that and will understand it better and be interested in it. In my opinion, teachers should be welcoming. If they stand outside the door and you just walk in, then you don't want to go to that class. But whenever they stand at the door and they smile and just say hi, something as simple as that can make a student look forward to that class and enjoy that teacher so much more. They should also have manners. We learn early to say please and thank you. And whenever teachers don't, we don't respect them as much. We're supposed to respect them, but we can't if they don't respect us as well. And they should know how to have fun with us and tell jokes and use examples that are funny and sometimes even use sarcasm. Not mean sarcasm, but just sarcasm that we can laugh at and have fun in that class. A good learning experience that I have had was also in AP English. We do a lot of acting out stuff, which helps out. And also, I'd have to say one would be in chemistry because she showed us a new way of seeing things through Prezi, which I found interesting. So the way the movements are and stuff, it captures your attention and you pay attention to that. So then you're interested in that. A learning experience that was not very good would have to be, I'd say one, it's in chemistry also because later on, we've had to do things ourselves. She hasn't been explaining things very well, and we've just been reading through the book and taking a test like that. And it would be a lot better if she would explain it to us. For the emphasis on testing, I think it's definitely necessary, but I also think that students don't take it seriously, and they just don't care. They don't really tell us how important it is. It's just, you're taking a test, and we take the test. Some tests at least 3 times a year, the same test. The budget cuts in education, I think it's the worst place to take the cut because education is the most important thing in everyone's life. We need education to move on and become something. You just can't do anything without a good education. After I graduate, I plan to go to college and major in medicine, become a doctor, and go from there.